He's going to edit it later.
All right, yeah, we'll edit it back together, and we're back already on fresh numbers, so it's not like we ever stopped talking. So.
Oh, okay.
We're back on part two?
No, it's going to be on part one.
Oh, okay.
I got some fancy equipment now on my computer here.
You lost y'all again. I can't hear y'all.
Oh, it's because Mondo keeps hitting the table.
I'm not hitting the table. Y'all have y'all's hands on the table, and y'all keep moving.
I got a pin in my hand. I can hear them. Can you hear us?
You hear us?
Oh, yeah.
See, it's every time that the echo comes back from the... If you see our podcast room, I could go Facebook Live and show you. We're in the den of my house. Like, I'm surprised my dogs ain't beating my door down right now. My kid's running through here.
I've told him that he needs, you know, to put this show on YouTube Live.
Well, I tried, but I'm not that...
The Pivot and all the rest of them.
I'm not that fancy.
But what do you have? What does this go on?
This goes on Spotify,
Apple Music,
Pandora, like all the platforms. I'll upload it on Facebook as well.
Okay.
And then what's crazy? Like right now, I'm actually at a team function right now for our Mental High Bulldogs. So our team dinners the night before. So
yeah, so that's a good thing about calling in. You can be mobile.
Nice. So we recording right now, or
yeah, we're recording now. Oh, okay, we're back
okay.
on the air.
Oh, okay, we're back.
Oh,
back.
Yeah.
Okay,
no, cool. I got all the Mellon High Bulldogs right here in front of me. So
well, tell them good luck, man. Good luck tomorrow.
Tell them we say good luck.
I know, for sure.
They're over there playing.
I want to give a shout out to some of the guys I know. You know, Arnold Ochoa, Blair Battenfield.
Now he's bragging about the people he knows.
Here we go.
I know a lot of the Mellon High. Parents, right, you know, right, Priscilla and Robert Rodriguez. I mean, the list goes
on. Yeah, they're all out here.
They're all out there. I know Addie played trouble with all those girls, man. I know basically 90% of that team of the Mellon Bulldogs, and Addie played with 90% of them.
Yeah.
So just wanted to give a shout out to them and good luck to them.
Yeah,
man.
Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, we play tomorrow. I mean, we got Odessa High, so, close out the district tomorrow and. Hopefully we ended up with a win, and hopefully Legacy gets an upset win over Friendship tomorrow, and we get co-champions.
Hey, you never know with Legacy. Hey, Legacy's got some ballers, man. They got old AJ over there, AJ, and they got Taylor Martinez. You know, they got Olivia out there. They got a few ballers out there. They can do it, man. I've seen their team. They got the sisters out there, the Brock sisters, Brooke sisters. They're
well. They're I hope good. They win.
Yeah.
I hope y'all all get co-champion. How's that?
I'll take that all day with the co-championships and everything.
Yeah, you're really rooting for Legacy, man. Yeah. Ryan, you was coloring the town purple the other day, but now you're just like, let's go, Legacy.
People are gonna hold out against you if they hear this.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine. I got to root for Legacy tomorrow too. So I mean, hopefully they win. And I'm rooting for Central tomorrow because I want to get into the big school. I'm sorry, Permian people, if you're listening in. Sorry, Ricardo, sorry, George, and all y'all out there, but.
Hey, business is business.
Yeah, business is business.
Nothing personal, man. It's business.
Yeah, exactly. I just hope for the best, and we should go from there and keep going on.
That's what I told the Pecos Eagles when they come to Monahans. It's just business.
Well, Permian, Coco Moreno over there, she gets hot pitching, man. You're going to be out of luck, Ryan, because Coco, she gets on a roll.
When Coco gets going, she's a barn thrower, man. It's just, you have to have, you got to get the troops behind you, I mean, you know that, Larry. Everything. If it's not a team, you're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, you got to have the pitching and the sticks and the defense. It's got to be a complete team effort, man.
But, it's a team effort.
Don't forget the fans.
Yeah, the fans. Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm a crazy fan out there. Trust me, I get loud. I really do. I mean, I love
Larry, our softball team. That's why he's in the right field.
I don't want to put you on blast or anything, Brian. I don't know, Ryan, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard a rumor, too, that you've been kicked out of game or two. How true is that?
Just break the news here.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Has he or has he not?
Ryan's pleading the fifth.
No comment.
Oh, no. Oh, hey, I've been throwing out plenty of games before. I got in Level Land, trust me. I mean, that umpire and superintendent, they came right there. And I was like, all you got to do is call it both ways, man, both ways.
Well, I got banned from Hillsboro, Texas, me and Bubba Walker. at the state baseball tournament, wow. Coaching Mason and and Dino's and all them kids.
Oh yeah,
hey, man, it's when it's competitive, right? Hey, just tensions fly, man.
I didn't have no regrets. I don't miss Hillsboro.
No regrets.
But we appreciate you coming on, Ryan. We appreciate you, man, and giving us an intake on the 6A, man.
Oh yeah, no. Like I said, I really enjoyed it, man. I mean, you know, y'all can follow me on my 432 page. You know, I know the city of Monahans was upset at me at the beginning of the year because I put you at third place. You know?
They weren't upset. They were pissed off, bro. Hey,
they'll get over it.
You make some enemies, but that, everybody will
be right. But guess what? You're right. Is Sheriff third place?
No, he had us third. We got fourth. He was wrong.
Well, no. A share of third place.
Yeah, we shared third place.
So he was right.
He was right.
Yeah.
Hey.
But he had Fort Stockton ahead of us.
True.
I did have Fort Stockton ahead.
Fort Stockton didn't make the playoffs, but they did beat us.
Yes, they did.
So we can't really say Brian was pretty close.
Hey, but you got to, I mean, yeah, I got to start watching out for that team out there, Fort Stockton. I mean,
yeah.
They, I mean, he's going to be, I mean, he knows how to coach. And once you get those girls on his level, man, Fort Stockton's gonna start making some noise. I mean, I hate to say it, but
no matter what happens, Andrew's still gonna be the team to beat, man.
Oh yeah,
Andrew's got talent after talent every year. You know, they got the art. We ain't even seen the Arsenal girls. They got
You still got Andrews. I mean, you got to remember, you got all the travel girls from Arsenal that are coming up through the grapevine.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put it out there today. Monahan makes it to the third round of the playoffs.
Why not fourth? Well, you don't think we can beat number one Brock?
No. Not today.
The thing with Brock is, okay, they got a freshman pitcher, okay? Hey, get on to her. You never know.
All right, I say y'all make it to the fourth round. I'm going to say.
I already had somebody sacrifice a live chicken by proxy to take the curse off the bats.
Oh, so you want me to take my picks? You know, my official pick is Monahans is in the playoffs. How's that?
So Ryan, what is your predicament of your scenario? How far do you think Midland's going? I mean, of course, you're going to say state. Everybody's, you know, homer. But what is the reality picture for Midland High? Like, if y'all go one center, y'all play El Paso, then who do y'all play? Y'all play Keller? Y'all play DFW team? What's the deal?
I mean, if we go big school, we have a chance to make a deep run. And it's just not us. I mean, Friendship too. Friendship, if even in small school, we have two teams here that we could probably go. Both teams could. If we go in two different directions, if we go big school and they go small school, I could really see us going to the state final four. I'm not saying we're going to win it, but I see us going to Austin.
Getting a close one up there.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys got Midland High's got a really good team because y'all, like, you know, not compared to Andrews, but y'all got a 1-9. Like, y'all's girls, every one of y'all's girls play travel and they all can hit. You know, they can start a rally at any moment. Like, you have no cold bats on your team, you know?
Yeah, and so, that's the thing. That's what I was telling somebody the other day was our lineup, I mean, on our team, we have 13 girls that have hit a home run. Just one.
Damn.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
I don't think I ever hit one in my whole career.
and that makes a big difference because, I mean, we have so much talent on the team. And, I mean, I know you can only bat nine.
Yeah. But you could always bring some off the bench if somebody's having a bad game.
Or if someone's struggling, that's how deep Midland High is. And the crazy part is they're so young still, you know.
Yeah.
We got great, you know, senior leadership this year, you know, with Ochoa.
Yeah.
And Bree and Bailey. Yeah. I mean, those three right there, they help out my daughter. My daughter's only a sophomore.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad my daughter is able to learn from those girls, you know. Yeah.
And not only that, like you say, you got so much depth, you know, 13. The ones playing the nine playing, they have to step it up because they got four girls behind them that will take their spot. You know, so, like, you guys are so got so much depth that everybody has to ball out. You have to, because if not, it's next man up.
Next man up.
So that's a good thing, man. You got to go. Yeah, you got to play.
You know, but that's part of the, I mean, that's the difference between 6A to 4A. We just have so much talent. I mean, that's all of our schools. I mean, our district's competitive. I mean, I know the records don't show, but, I mean, Permian's loaded. I mean, they're a young team.
Yeah.
Um,
Berman's loaded. Legacy's, you know, they're still kind of young. They're still going to get their pitch back.
Yeah, everybody's still young in this area. Yeah. And that's the good thing is Friendship's losing, I think, Friendship's losing 9 seniors.
Yeah. They're losing their most important one, Lexi. You know, Lexi's a beast, man.
Yeah, she's losing scary. Lex, and I mean...
That girl's, she's a phenom, man. That girl, man, she can hit bombs and she can pitch. She does it all.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys, sure. I know you guys, this is going to be, better stay, but happy to see her leave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, she's good and everything. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do no matter what. And like I said, I mean, I don't want to talk a ball about Mineral High because I could talk all day about those guys. But, I mean, I'm there with them almost 24-7 at the Boneyard over there hanging out with them. But, you know, Perman, you know, they're going to have a good squad, Legacy, you know, they're in the playoffs. I mean, I'm rooting for all our district, you know. Yeah. I mean, even
all like, West Texas.
Even the 4A.
Yeah, that's what I do. Everybody. That's what I do. Like, district is over and, you know, we bump heads during district, but now that it's on, it's like, hey, go Andrews, go Midland, you know.
Hey.
Go Greenwood, go everybody, man.
It's West Texas versus the world, dude.
It's West Texas versus the world, man, you know.
Always will be.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody.
Like Snyder, everybody. You know, I want a team in our state Final Four in every category. You know, Andrews, Monahan, you know, Midland, Legacy, if they can, you know. Andrews. I mean, even Wink, you know, coming up through the 1A, you know what I mean?
I mean, and of course, can't forget about the big dogs, Cahoma, but, you know, anything could happen, but I just don't see them. I see them just going. They're actually going for their, 82nd win tomorrow, or because they tied the state record with 81 consecutive wins.
Oh, wow.
That's a state record, man. They're there tomorrow, they're going for 82. So,
consecutive
wins. But they still got playoffs, so they might wind up with, you know, maybe 90. Yeah. You know, maybe 90.
Yeah.
Before it's
all said and
done.
If I was Cahoma, every game I'd play, I was like, I want one game and done. That's it.
One game and done. But no, man, I would go for two and just go ahead and get 100 game a winning streak. Set the tone. I mean, they got plenty of pitching, you know. You got Avery and Hannah, you know.
Yeah.
They got enough pitching for 3A, you know, or any division. But
But like I said, everybody out there, you know, I got that 432 page, and y'all can come out and follow me. And, you know, I'm open to everybody. So, some people like it, some people do. And, you know, I just do what I can, the best I can in my ability to learn all these teams out there.
Ryan, enjoyed the talk, man. I hope to meet you sometime in the near future somewhere, man.
Yeah, man.
No, you don't. Just kidding, Ryan. Hey,
if it's an argument where I can sit down and watch you and Larry go at it, I'll buy the beer. Let's enjoy it.
Yeah. No, you're good. All right, man. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, good talking to everything. Tell the girls good luck.
All right, man.
Good luck
to you.
Thank you.
All right, later.
That's Ryan Ramirez from
Rodriguez.
Is it how you spell his first name?
Ryan Rodriguez.
I know, but is it R-Y-A-N? Some people spell it different.
He's actually a Pecos native.
Okay.
He's a Pecos native, graduated OHS, but he's a Midland High alumni, so he's got ties in with a lot of...
Ryan Rodriguez, 432 fast pitch. Follow him for all the... info on slow pitch, or not slow pitch, on softball.
Fast pitch
softball slow in the
pitch.
Area.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry, dude. I had a flashback, dude. Me and Larry played slow pitch.
Yeah, I played for 14 years, believe it or not. I played 14 years of slow pitch and 14 years of flag football.
I played a little bit of slow pitch.
I remember us in flag football, too.
I played soccer, hockey, golf, track, tennis.
And Madden.
No, I never got into the video game.
I see that you still got the body for all those sports, too.
I got the body for hot dog eating contests. But no, that's a good information, man, for people that want to get into softball. That's a lot of – it's complicated. Yeah, it really is.
It's different. There's a lot of hardcore people out there, though. There's a lot of hardcore people.
We just talked to two.
Yeah.
And there's even more out there that are even more hardcore, man. It's just like the West Texas.
To break it down like that, though, is to me, that's impressive. You see how we do our six-man. Me and Adam, all day long, we'll go at six-man brackets, scenarios. So I know the effort that goes into it. Mondo, he does his 4A deal, you know.
and
3A, 6A,
and also the
Wins Awards.
There we go.
Well, it's like the presence of a legend, dude. Yeah.
And also, you know, from time to time, here Rob upsets us, and I have to remind him.
I'm hurt, dog.
I told you.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no. What he said, dominate. If we not
is that,
doing
is that?
Yeah, that's what I played you earlier.
No, you need to play what's his name, the Winslow, the tight end when he was in the.
Oh, I'm a soldier.
We're not gonna play that one.
Yeah, hey, we're not gonna play that one.
Don't tell my.
But though, not the beats of Bart Scott Jets.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I know. Can't wait. That's the best one. You ever get a chance, go YouTube and. Search Bart Scott. Can't wait. That's the best post interview ever.
Yeah, that was
it's your podcast and you're yawning, dude.
I've been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, dude, to leave to work.
Hey, before I sign out, can I give a shout out? I want to give a shout out to the Monahans Lobos. Good luck. I know they can take. Oh, I'm sorry. There, I go hit the table.
You're starting to get a little bit excited.
Yeah, they can take Randall. Get them sticks going. Get some confidence. You know, we got some ballers on the team. We got about 4 or 5 girls that play travel ball. You know, they can bring up the team and, you know, they can catch some fire and get them sticks going, man.
Yep. We already. Yeah. Hey, the curse off the bats is gone, dude.
The curse off the bats is gone.
Live chicken.
It works,
dog. Every now and then, that's Pedro Serrano.
Yeah. We got two great pitchers, Briley Merrick, Brooke Sanchez. You know, you got my granddaughter Addison, she's a 4-year letterman. You got Adriana Soto, plays travel ball, 3-year letterman. Elise, 3-year letterman, plays travel ball. We got the ballers. They just got to find the confidence and the stick. And I believe in them, and they got to get it done. They will get it done.
Two great pitchers, as you said. You know, the one that has really impressed me this year has compared, you know, to the last 2 or 3 years is Briley.
Yeah.
She has learned to mix her speed, you know, and
hit her spots.
And pitches and hit her spots, dude. I love watching that.
Yeah, yeah. She's coming. She's going out having a good year this year.
I hope.
And her stick is fire. Her stick, she's batting about a .500, so stick is fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Briley, she goes up to bat, like she's got a 50-50 chance getting on.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got 50.
That's a good percentage chance. Well, I wish Monahans the best of luck, man. I really do. I hope they do something good.
Well, you know, they can do it because, you know, we came into this district, our preseason, we came in hot. We beat OHS. We beat San Angelo Central. We beat Midland Legacy. If we'd been in that 6A,
10 straight wins.
Yeah, like we came in hot, and then we just got in the district, and our bats disappeared. So I don't know where they went. I don't know if the chicken's going to work or whatever, they rub the egg or whatever on them. They gotta find them bats because they came in hot, man. They came in real hot. I mean, we just didn't like beat San Angelo. It's just like we beat them like convincingly. So, and those are 6A teams, so I know can hit. We just gotta find it.
You know what they need, Larry?
What's that?
An Eastern Black Magic softball bat.
That's it.
Hey. A tree trunk right there, but if you connect, boy, it bounces off that bat still.
They need to watch the Sandlot.
Yeah.
Watch Benny the Jet.
But good luck. You know, good luck to the Monahans Lobos, and this job's not done yet.
No, it's not.
We're not done yet, man.
No, it's not. I want to give a shout out to Ms. Hunt, Valerie Hunt. She's... The regional meet is this Friday and Saturday in Lubbock. Good luck to her, Carly Swarb,
Adriana Soto,
and on the boys' side, best of luck to Josh Galvan, who is in the 800.
Nice.
And the Lobo baseball team, you know, had a disappointing season. They end the season on Tuesday on the road in Larry's hometown of Pecos.
Oh, man. Hey, Pecos Eagles. Don't forget Annika Armendariz, golf, represents state.
Congratulations to that young lady.
That's a big accomplishment, just represent this little state.
Back-to-back state appearances. That's a huge, huge accomplishment. And I know that Colt Beckham is tied for third after the first round of boys
sweet
region 1-4A golf in Lubbock this afternoon. So good luck to Colt and
all the Lobos out
around
there.
And all the Lobos out there, like you said, yeah. Larry.
Good luck. What do we say? It's a great day to be a Lobo.
It's always a great day to be a Lobo.
My shout outs are gonna go down 18 South over there.
18 South, there we go.
JB Burns, Aiden Dominguez, and Braylon Cartwright made it to regionals.
Had a baby.
And triple jump, long jump for JB and Braylon and Aiden, the 110 hurdles. And then shout out to my niece over in Water Valley. They're going to wrap it up. State. They'll be a state in all three relays, without a doubt. So good luck to them.
I'll take this time also to wish the New York Yankees luck the rest of the season. Hey, and Juan.
You can't do that.
Hey, and. A last
the conversation shout was out going to, so well.
So man. Good.
A last shout out to Mr. Juan Soto, who is mired in a terrible slump. You shouldn't have left. You're complaining about not having the best guy hidden behind you, the best hitter in the league. Now you're suffering.
Oh, my God. This is. This is
horrible. All right. Sorry.
You're going to edit that part out, right?
Yeah, I'm going to take that out. I might leave it on there so people can hear how.
Hey, off sports starting Monday. Don't forget to go out and vote yes or no for the hospital district.
I would say vote no. And I'll say it again, no, no, and no. But go vote, because when you don't vote, people can't win. Things can't be passed.
Have you ever taken no for an answer, Rob?
Yes. You want it to be a hospital district?
Oh, no. I'm indifferent on the.
I ain't trying spot. To pay more taxes.
No,
man.
I'm saying it's strange. As long as I've known you, that you would take a no.
Well, usually money buys a yes, but this time. Yeah, my complaint about Monahans is I gotta pay taxes, and I can't even vote for the mayor out here. Like I gotta pay certain taxes.
Well, you're moving the city limits then.
And then I can't even vote for the school district. None of that. Like I mean, come on, man.
Yes, you can vote for the school district because you are in the school district.
Well, now. But anyways, in the short story, vote no tomorrow, Monday. And I hope you did your taxes yesterday because that tax deadline was yesterday.
I did mine last Wednesday, man. I always like to make the IRS sweat me.
Oh, no, I did mine yesterday at 5:32 p.m.
That sounds a lot like you, Rob.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I told him, do not tell me how much I got to pay till next week.
Well, Rob, appreciate you guys having me, man. Dude. I'm signing off. It's 9 o'clock. Us old people get sleepy.
Yeah, enjoy the primo. I enjoyed it, man.
Hopefully.
What's our next topic? What are we going to talk about? You brought some up earlier. It was going to be our next podcast.
Oh, the next round of the playoff.
No. It was something else.
Was it NIL?
No.
No, it was voting. About voting. Remember, I said people don't vote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. True. Yeah,
we're going to talk about that.
Voter apathy on the next V-Brand Sports podcast.
I'm not even going to bring it up, man. Larry, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks, man. Mondo, thanks for coming. Mondo said we'll do another one, man. Yeah. I
enjoyed it, Primo.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed it. Right. Sorry if I confused everybody, but
it was awesome.
Informative.
Yeah. Very. It's rough. But like we said, it's got nothing to do with the high school.
No.
Coaching.
We are 100%
based opinion amongst ourselves. Just a bunch of guys just sitting at a table, just
having fun,
shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit.
Listen to Chihuahuas bark. All right, man.
I appreciate it, guys.